Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second hour on this live Wednesday, the fourth day of May 2005 edition. I'm Alex Jones. David Ray Griffin, author of The New Pearl Harbor, is going to be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. And, of course, they're going to be re-airing the presentation he gave on C-SPAN last Saturday. Again, this Saturday at 2:30 Eastern on Book TV on C-SPAN. C-SPAN, I guess, 3 for those that just joined us, but that's coming up. I know we've got a lot of callers. We'll get to you as well. A lot of important police, state, and economic news we'll be covering. But I heard about Tom Laughlin, and I was aware of some of his important feature films that he made back in the 70s, distributed by Fox and Warner Brothers, you name it. I'm sure you've heard of the Billy Jack trilogy. He's making a new one, but it's documentary style. He's also made quite a few other award-winning documentaries. He's considered one of the founding fathers of really the modern independent film movement in this country, and he's now launching, via his website, an operation to expose the world government fascista agenda being set up by the neocons right now. So I was excited to hear about that, so we've got him on with us. And Tom, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me. Let me just jump in. The new Billy Jack film is not a documentary. It's going to be, again, Billy Jack is, you know...
I just saw that it said documentary
valuable.
Style.
Huh?
I was reading a review. It's a documentary style.
No, no, no. It's going to break ground that no one has ever done before in a film. It's going to be a full-length Billy Jack feature film with 6 controversial themes. The political one is so inflammatory, but it's the least controversial, and 4 love stories, but it's going to combine, as no film has ever done before, it's going to combine the full-length feature picture with documentary footage, with real real cinema verite, and computer graphics, like you see Forrest Gump talking with John Kennedy. Well, you're going to see Billy Jack taking Bush head-on in the computer graphics. It's unlike any film ever done, but it's the sequel that people have been, the Billy Jack fans at least, have been waiting for.
All right. I mean, I was just reading a review of it. It said documentary footage inserted, and so I was, that's where I came up with that.
Right.
Very interesting. Why have you decided to get involved?
Well, the bottom line is this is a huge risk for Dolores and I. We paid our dues. We deserve to retire, but this country is plunging in the most dangerous way it has ever done in our short history. I happen, you don't know this, Alex, but I'm bragging to you. I happen to have, be one of the real scholars of the foundation of this country, the Constitution and everything about it. I'm probably the only non-professional scholar who's ever lectured on Jefferson under the dome in Virginia. And Jefferson's motto, I have sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Well, these people have taken over this government in a way, this is, if you know anything about fascism, I sure you do, there are several things they do. Step one is you crush all opposition, all criticism, all dissent, not only from without, but from in your own party. Number two, you then take control of all the key seats of government with your friends, and they've done that. They've taken over the executive branch. They've taken over the legislative branch, completely controlling.
They've got most of the governors. We've got a break, sir. Long segment coming up. I want to recap all this and get into your new film that's doing some revolutionary things with the way it's going to be produced. And then I want to talk about 9/11 with you. And I also want to dissect what fascism is. I don't really consider this fascism. I consider it neo-mercantilism, which is a more proper term to describe the system we're facing, but fascism is a good enough label. We'll be right back with our guest.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We've ripped the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've been given false terms, a false paradigm. It's not about left or right, it's about right and wrong. And the corporate owners of this world, of the 100 biggest economies, 45 of them are corporations, not governments. The corporate owners of our president and the Democratic Party as well are turning America into a textbook fascist police state and using globalism, which is really just modern mercantilism, to control the nations of the world, bringing us into this corrupt world empire. And I was on Tom Laughlin's great website. He, of course, is an award-winning actor and writer and director, and he's got a new Billy Jack movie coming out that's going to be revolutionary, and we'll talk about that some with him. And as he was saying in the last segment, he's one of the few people that has... he wasn't, quote, one of the establishment scholars to be lecturing under the Jeffersonian Institution's dome. And it's good to have him on with us, and he wanted to go through the different characteristics of fascism. But before we go any further, for those that just joined us and who may not know who you are, most people probably do, tell us a little bit about yourself and, again, why you're getting involved and what you think about what's currently happening in this country, sir.
Oh, what's happening is terrifying, and that's why we're getting involved. We, you know, my wife and I, Dolores Taylor, who is the co-star of the Billy Jack films, and we came out and made a film to try to change things, Billy Jack, and then we made several other Billy Jacks, including we redid Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, to take on the nuclear industry. But now what has happened now is so beyond anything. It's the most terrifying time in American history. Let me give you one quick example. What has not come out, and I'm sure your show has, but what no one else knows, is that before Bush was even sworn in as president, he not only had the, before he was even sworn in, before 9/11, he not only had the plan to invade Iraq, but he had a detailed plan of how to occupy it as a permanent oil colony. 14 military bases permanent. Now, why do you need those if you're going to go in and get people out? He was going to build the largest, in this building, the largest embassy, 6,000 people in the world. This was always about oil from the beginning. What
well,
no one knows,
and that's not Richard Clark,
know,
that's...
is before the war, America and Britain were shut out of the oil fields. China had the Mansour field, Russia had the Ramallah field, France had the... had the largest ones, that Narbin Omar, etc. We had none. And unknown reserves of oil were found in Iraq, 250 billion barrels, that make it the largest and richest oil nation in the world, far surpassing Saudi Arabia, who hasn't found a new oil field since the 1970s. So what we did, what he did, was invaded as an oil colony. And he invaded it for that. So to this day, you know, 1,500 American beautiful Americans, and these are mothers and fathers.
More than that.
They're leaving kids orphans. They've died or been permanently mutilated for Halliburton oil. 300 to 500,000 Iraqis have been mutilated for a lie. And the lie they told us, which now everyone knows was a lie, they knew was a lie back at the beginning.
Let me just interject something.
Yeah,
here, Tom.
Go ahead.
People like to focus on Richard Clark and say, oh, sour grapes, or on the Treasury Secretary O'Neill. But Dick Cheney, in the PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, published by him September 20th, 2000, says Saddam is not a threat, but claiming he has weapons of mass destruction is a good pretext to invade and use Iraq as a military base to then invade Iran and Syria and set up hegemony. So it's, but the media ignores that when we have his, and then he said we need a helpful Pearl Harbor style attack. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yes, absolutely aware of it. Go back to 1972 when Cheney and Wolfowitz did, you know, what we now call the Bush Doctrine for Bush Sr., which was to dominate and control the world. It's all spelled out, the most fascist, imperialistic document in American history.
But that doesn't
but back
mean...
the day after 9/11 happened, Rumsfeld called in everybody, all 15 intelligence agencies, and said he wants proof that Hussein was 9/11, Al-Qaeda, WMD, nuclear, go get me the proof. After 4 months of hearing, every single agency came back and told him there was absolutely no connection. There wasn't faulty intelligence. What Rumsfeld said was, that's not good enough. Give us your own raw data and we'll come up with our own conclusion. He then formed a secret intelligence unit inside the Pentagon, and they made up all what they are still referring to as faulty intelligence.
And they didn't want to put their name on it, so they took a graduate student's article written 12 years before and then claimed that MI6 gave it to them.
Yes, exactly. Ray McGovern, a veteran of 27 years CIA, who used to be on George Bush Sr.'s briefing committee, etc., Robert Baer, another C, all these people told the truth. We didn't air it here. We aired on BBC, but they all said there was no connection. Colleen Rowley, a terror investigation for the FBI, said not only isn't there, but if you invade them, you will create an insurgency you've never had.
Were you
now,
aware?
Alex,
were you aware,
I don't mean to use words,
Tom,
that are nasty, but I can use bull spit.
Okay.
Bull spit that is coming out now is that we brought freedom and democracy to America.
Let me ask you a question,
coming
sir.
To Iraq. It is so insane to say that. It is insane. Let me give you a simple example. In before the war, all kinds of people, including Sean Penn, could walk the streets of Iraq and interview people. Today, even reporters can't spend more than 10 or 20 minutes, and they'll be killed. It's a bloodbath, beyond a bloodbath, because of the hated American. We are seen as fascist occupiers, which we are. We invaded it for the oil, made up all this other nonsense, And now we turn around and say they're in this democracy, which is really a Vichy puppet government. And Chalabi, you know who Chalabi went to school with in the United States? Wolfowitz. He's one of theirs.
He's a Straussian.
Huh?
He's a Straussian.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
so the point is, all of these lies to get all these beautiful American and hundreds of thousands of beautiful Iraqi innocent civilians and children, blood flowing. So our number one crusade of this movie is to end the war.
Okay,
and we're
going
to end the war. And the way we're going to do it, Alex, will thrill your viewers. We're going to hold an open, televised public hearing to impeach Bush and Cheney, not government, not... We sat there and said, why is only the government officials hold these hearings? I mean, why don't the people hold their own hearings? So this is going to be, the panel is going to be people who are victims of the war, 11 people, and we're going to hold a hearing to see and give all this stuff, all the truth about why we're there and why these people are dying for Halliburton oil. I mean, you know, this is treason. And bribery. Cheney got $33 million from Halliburton oil as a so-called bonus. And since then, by the way, since then he's done nothing but deliver in spades for Halliburton, and as you know, in dozens of ways.
Yeah, Tom,
but no one is saying anything. Everything is afraid. All of the great celebrities that came out against the war, Sean Penn, the guy from President, what's his name?
Tell you what, Tom,
Martin,
for a second.
Martin Sheen, Danny Glover.
Tom, take a break, a breath for a second. I've got to tell you something here.
You haven't heard from any of them. They're afraid.
I don't think you can hear me. Can you boost his audio? Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're making a lot of good points, and we've gone over these before many times, believe me. I have a very well-informed audience. I do want to talk about when your film's going to come out and what it's going to be covering. But if I could, just first, because you're, you know, a good person, obviously, you're active, you're involved, I'd like to perhaps, because I'm sure you're very informed and you sound very intelligent, I'd like to give you just my little piece of knowledge to hopefully help you a little bit.
Right.
The globalists use Bush and Cheney as their puppets. I mean, they're making hundreds of billions a year off the weapon sales and oil. Cheney gets 30-something million. These are mid-level puppets. And the globalists have given us a false left-right choice of, oh, the UN's going to save us from the evil Anglo-American establishment. But what I'm telling you is that when you go to the higher levels, it's all owned by the same people, and they're playing good cop, bad cop across the Atlantic. And so many people who are out there who are speaking about these issues, Tom, never are putting the pieces together. And what I liked about your website is you point out how the Democrats are bought and paid for as well. Do you have any comments on that?
Oh, first of all, you're dead right. I know everything that you're saying, and you're absolutely right. And the multinational oligarchy is one of the three fascist groups that control Bush and Cheney. The others are the idealists, the Wolfowitz group, and the other are the really fascist right-wing evangelicals. Now, I also happen to have a huge history in Christianity, and the way we're attacking them, they have perverted and distorted the Gospels of Christ from Jesus' real teachings, and we're going to take them on and show people these are not Christian at all.
Well, tell us about the film.
They have to be stopped. The film, see, I look at my shelf here, Alex. There's 150 books there on Bush, all of them brilliant, but who cares? Nobody reads. Unless there's a megaphone. You got a radio show and you have a listening audience that is powerful and very effective, but it's a small group. Compared to if a film goes out there and becomes an international monument, that's a megaphone that somebody has to do to get all of the stuff you know, your viewers know, all of us know, to get that out into the world. For the mainstream people who don't give a damn about politics, who never fought, we watch Meet the Press on Sunday morning. That's why we're making this film. There's no other way this country's going to be saved unless someone dares to risk, making a major feature picture and giving all of the voice, giving voice to you and all of the people who know all this stuff. Otherwise, you're just going to be on C-SPAN and some talk show radios and write a book. But the main public is going to remain untouched. And that's why it's crucial crucial that we make a feature the size of Billy Jack. Just so you know, Billy Jack is the most profitable independent film ever made. Some people say My Fat Greek Wedding. They sold 37 million tickets U.S. We sold 57 million when there were 100 million less people in the U.S.
I'll tell you what, Tom, stay there. We got a break again. Final segment with you. This is intriguing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I was talking to him during the break. There's no way to get all the great info that our guest has in 30 minutes, so I'm going to set him up for a full hour here very soon. He's agreed to do that. The website's BillyJack.com, BillyJack.com. We have a link to it at Infowars.com. We were just ranting and raving to each other during the four-minute break about vaccines and the mercury and these how they appoint these whitewash commissions and about just all of it. And he's right. I mean, they are really bringing this country down. They're destroying it. They're not just damaging it. Here in the last few minutes we've got, sir, can you talk more about your film, more about these citizens' trials to get attention, these public trials to expose the whitewash, and can you also get a little bit into if you think we can bring these criminals down?
Yeah. The quick thing is, in the Billy Jack film, in the political part of it, we take on the corruption of, we show in a way the public, even your audience has, but even other than that, they don't know what really has gone on behind the scenes to create this war and the lying of these people and the fascist destruction. So we give you that information in a way. Quickly, did you know that we sent Hussein into Kuwait? We give you the hard evidence, the detailed evidence by three of the people who were involved, and we send them in there as a lesson. All of the stuff we've been told is such a lie, and look at the beautiful people that are being murdered every day, the American soldiers who believe in these guys. So the film shows this beautiful exit plan, and let me give it to you, Alex. It's very simple. Once you understand that the whole reason we are in Iraq is for a private oil colony for Halliburton and Friends Oil, all you have to do to end our involvement there and end it in 90 days is give back the oil to the French, the Chinese, and the Russians who we stole it from. Give it to the Iraqis, the least of them. They'll bring in their troops. They're not the fascist-hated occupiers who stole the oil. And we get out and it's over. All we have to do is give back the oil. But, of course, Bush is never going to do that. So the film goes ahead to impeach him. And the way we impeach him, we're not Congress. They say, why don't we just have a panel of the victims of the war, who are 11-person panel, who conduct just like an investigation, only it's open and on television, and we test and we show how this has all been about oil, how the lies to get us in there are horrendous, how the lies keeping us there are even more horrendous, and we then, the people in the movie just, you know, once they understand what really is going on, which they can't get now through the corporate-owned media, boy, they pour into the streets by the tens of millions, and we're out of that war. And we impeach Bush and Cheney. People think that the reason Clinton was impeached because it was a Republican Congress. Just the opposite. Robert Barr, when he tried to get him impeached, the Republicans didn't want any part of it. It was going to backfire. So they refused to. He had to go out and do a grassroots movement. So our trial, our open trial, and I beg your listeners to go to our website, BillyJack.com, and see how it works. Because once people understand how they can have their own hearings, you don't have to have Congress hold a hearing. You don't have to, the people can hold their own. On Vioxx, on all of these issues to them, it can be a no political weapon people can use. And the movie is going to show you how to do that. But before that, we're going to do our own in September. On impeaching Bush and Cheney is the only way to get end this war and stop the hemorrhaging of these beautiful...
And make it a big production and get the local media out there. And if we have hundreds of these across the country, it could push it over the edge.
Oh, it will. We're going to build the same grassroots movement to impeach Bush and Cheney as Barr did back then when he finally brought so much pressure. The Republicans, who didn't want to impeach him, did the impeachment inquiry. So we're going to do that. We're going to end this war, and we're going to impeach these guys, and it's got to be done instead of talking about it.
Okay, here's the problem. What do you do when Bush nukes a city or releases smallpox and blames it on enemies and says, you guys held me back from protecting you, it's your fault?
Sure, you make sure he doesn't do that. By the way, one of the things we have in here is you tell me why it's moral for us to go to our Congress, the UN, whatever, and say, let's invade a country. Why is it more moral to say, go to the Senate, get approval, and declare, say, Hussein a war criminal, the UN, and we go after him instead of invade the country and kill innocent people?
Because then they wouldn't get the oil and have the weapon sales and use Iraq as a launch base against Iran and Syria.
Exactly. And by the way, I want to leave you with this, Alex. You know why these oil prices are so high, the gas prices? In that occupation plan before he was even sworn in, Bush had one in his first term. They would make sure he made OPEC, because he is OPEC. He controlled OPEC that they could never go below $40 a barrel. And in his second term, if he won it, they were going to push it to $60.
No, I know. Their own documents show they've jacked it up, and then they act like he's meeting with the Crown Prince to drive down prices. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. And that's the charade people have. That we're going to show in the film how that...
All right, BillyJack.com. Tom Laughlin, I want to get you back on for a full hour soon.
As soon as you can. We're rolling. We're ready to fight now.
God bless you, sir. Take care.
Bless you. And Alex, God bless you for fighting all these years. God bless you, man. You're a real patriot.
Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time Live, then back from 9 to midnight, with rebroadcast overnight from midnight to 3 a.m., from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So four times a day you can hear the transmission against tyranny. It's not about left or right, it's about right and wrong. And we are seeing the greatest manifestation of tyranny the world has ever seen right now. And I mean it when I say it. If the neocons have their way, it's going to dwarf Hitler and Stalin. We're about to go to an amazing author, researcher. It was just on C-SPAN last weekend. It's going to be re-aired again this weekend. David Ray Griffin, about his two powerful books. We'll have him for a full hour, hopefully even longer if he can spare it so we can take some calls. But we got cut short in that last segment with Tom Laughlin, who, of course, is in his own right a legendary independent filmmaker, the highest-grossing independent film ever. Now he's going to make a new Billy Jack film, but it's going to be a huge trial, basically, exposing Lord Bush. And during the break, we were talking when I was about to say farewell, and you said that people don't know that we can win. People don't know that we can take action. Just in 60 seconds, please tell me, tell the listeners what you told me, because it's so true.
Exactly. People are afraid, people are terrified, and people believe it's impossible. We took a survey of 247 people, 53% who were Republicans and voted for Bush, and asked if they believed that we should impeach Bush and Cheney. Only 11 said yes, 236 were opposed. We then presented the evidence you can see on our website, and we're going to take these full-page ads giving, and once people saw these evidence, 221 of them changed their minds and demanded Bush and Cheney be impeached now. Remember, Clinton was impeached only because of a major grassroots movement that forced the Republican Senate, who didn't want to touch that issue.
Yeah, they tried to protect
him. They're going
to
do it.
All right. Well, BillyJack.com, thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
And by the way, say hello to David Ray. Tell him he's a hero for what he knew about Pearl Harbor and said.
All right. Well, David is on with you right now, so we're going to transfer him over in a minute and get him on air. Thank you for coming on, Tom.
Great. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me, and I'll look forward to chatting more.
God bless. Boy, he's a riveting guy. I got a chance to talk to him during the breaks. He knows what he's talking about, too. Okay, now joining us is David Ray Griffin. He's a professor and written some amazing books, and obviously a lot of you got a chance to see him on C-SPAN. And I think that he'd probably do a better job than I can of giving us a thumbnail sketch of who David Ray Griffin is for those that don't know. Mr. Griffin, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. I've learned a lot from your show about 9/11 and other things, so I'm very glad to be on.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's an honor. I've read your new Pearl Harbor. I haven't read the new your new 9/11 Commission report, but I did get a chance to see you on C-SPAN this weekend. For those that don't know who you are, tell us in a nutshell who David Ray Griffin is.
Well, I've just retired from teaching philosophy of religion and theology at the School of Theology at Claremont. So I've been teaching for some 30-some years, and I've written books on all sorts of topics. It was the first book on 9/11, The New Pearl Harbor, which was my first strongly political book.
Well, it's a powerful book. Tell us about the new book.
The new book is called The 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, and that's kind of a mild subtitle. I could have just called it a 567-page lie, because when you get into it, you see it's just incredible the things they omit.
Well, it's also contradictory.
And self-contradictory, and most of all, contradicts all sorts of other facts, including what NORAD had been telling us for almost 3 years.
Now, again, you went over this on C-SPAN last weekend. I've been told that your hour talk and 30 minutes of questions is going to be re-aired this Saturday?
That's right. It'll be this Saturday at 2:30 Eastern time.
All right. David, I agree with everything you were saying in what I think was a kindly presentation. You could have been a lot more vicious, but you very, in a very calm way, presented the three different views of 9/11, and I got from what you were saying in your books that I mean, clearly you're resting, and I want to put words in your mouth, leaning towards the third. That's where all the evidence points. But something, I want to cover this first off, out of the gates here. The first thing you covered at the end of your major presentation about ways to deal with this was a world democracy. And I've seen UN documents and globalist documents going back 10 years where they say the people are going to wake up to the Anglo-American establishment, which is now run by the neocons, England and the U.S., this power axis. And so we've got to give them a choice. We'll give them a UN, quote, liberal choice. But then I look at who owns and controls the UN and the agencies that fund it and control it. It's the same corporations. They're playing good cop, bad cop. You didn't elaborate on that, but I want to get your exact view on that so I understand it.
Yeah, well, my view is I'm not talking about the just strengthening the UN. I should say, my focus now is on 9/11 and the American empire and trying to get the truth out about these things. The question of what's the alternative is a very important question, and that's what I'm going to address in my future books. Let me just say very briefly what I have in mind is, we're all in favor of democracy. But we mean real democracy, not plutocracy. So we mean a real democracy where money doesn't determine the votes, but just the people's basic values and wishes. So the idea of global democracy is simply that if democracy is the right form of government for a nation, why shouldn't it be the right form of order for the world as a whole, so that the people of the world can start directing their own affairs and taking care of their planet, rather than having one nation dictating, or at most seven nations dictating the global economy.
Yeah, the G7, G8. But,
I
mean, let's elaborate on that for a second, then we'll get into 9/11 because that's why you're here. But in your talk, you crowned it with what we're now discussing, so we need to kind of extrapolate here and to get to the bottom of it. If you're talking about an alliance of free nation states through mutual treaties together, standing up against, of the 100 biggest economies, 45 of them are corporations, as you know, if you're talking about the people banding together against this powerful power block, then I agree with you. But if it's some fake left maneuver through the UN, that's going to be a false flag, false savior, good cop, bad cop operation. And I've read the globalists saying that's part of their plan, David. And so that's what I'm getting at here.
Well, you know, there are different globalists, and there's a so-called globalization from above, which is what you're rightly worried about. And then there's what many people call globalization from below, which is really what democracy would be. But I say, it's, you know, these are very complex issues, which my book on this is going to be a very long and complex book in which I do lay out what I hold. But most basically, I think what we need now is to see that we need to move to a democratic world. And then there will be all sorts of debates about what's the best means.
But I agree with the founding fathers. I'm not for a pure democracy because 51% could say all blacks are slaves. I'm for a republic system where you have a Bill of Rights. And you look at Article 30 and 31 of the UN Charter, it erases the previous 29 rights that sound wonderful. So that's what I'm talking about being a threat.
Well, and that's absolutely essential. And I would think it would have to be what we would call a modified democracy, that is, the kind that we have, and I would advocate that we would have a global Bill of Rights and responsibilities. And in my C-SPAN lecture, I was emphasizing the fact that beneath all the differences of the various religions and cultural traditions, there is a set of basic universal human values that we all do share, and that they're diametrically opposed to the values of the global plutocracy.
But the globalists are using the media they own to warp our values and literally give us what I would call satanic world values of do as thou wilt, predatory system, where we all feed on each other.
That's absolutely right. In fact, as a theologian, I use the term the demonic to refer to this kind of values that have been dominating us increasingly in the world, so that what I would be talking about would be a form of global order that would be diametrically opposed to that kind of globalism that you're rightly opposed.
So you're saying this global system though wouldn't force quote a rogue nation to join it?
Well, I say there are all sorts of difficult questions.
But I'm asking you.
Well, I have not even finished my book on this, so I'll be very glad to come back and talk about it when I've worked out my ideas on it. Right now, I'm still focusing on 9/11 and the...
Would you like me to send you UN and Ex-Im Bank and IMF decade-old plans to give people a false left choice?
Sure. I'm interested to get all the information I can.
All right. Well, I appreciate you letting me diatribe on that subject. It's just that, David, I think you've done a fabulous job exposing 9/11, but if we take that energy, I have said from the day of 9/11, of course, 2 months before 9/11, I said they'd use bin Laden to take the blame, who's their agent, when the military-industrial complex attacks the World Trade Center. And then day one, I went on air and said they did it, and I took all the heat for it, and I've since seen other people rise up and then try to limit the debate, which I know you've never done. I commend you. For you know, looking at all views. I did warn people that the truth of 9/11 would be allowed out into Europe and the rest of the world as a way to demonize America. And I want to point out the neocons themselves are nothing but a capo regime for a larger global mafia, and they're letting their minions take all the blame for it.
Yeah, I say there's much going on behind the scenes that the people are not allowed to see, and certainly the mainstream media doesn't do much to give us a glimpse of that.
All right, let's get into your presentation in kind of a condensed form, if you would be so kind, sir, of what you did on C-SPAN, because I think it's a good argument, a technique, just with the facts that I found to be extremely effective and powerful.
Well, with regard to American Empire, I pointed out that there are two basic ideas anymore. There's no longer debate whether there is an American Empire. That was the old debate. But now it's just, is it benign or not benign? And you have, of course, a powerful majority arguing that, of course, we're an empire, but we're the first benign empire in history, most magnanimous. Because what we're doing is going out trying to bring freedom and democracy and human rights to the world.
But every empire says that.
Every empire has said that. We just have much more mass media to communicate our message. Then I argued that with 9/11 there are four basic views, and of course which view you hold will have a great effect on what you think about the American empire. The first view, of course, is the official view that that 19 Muslims out-tricked our trillion-dollar defense system, and were able to bring down three buildings. First time in history, steel frame high-rise buildings have ever been brought down, apart from controlled demolition. So these guys were very bright. That's the official story. Second view is that that was right, but what we mean by 9/11 is really the fact the United States used it opportunistically to advance the American empire. The third view is that the official story is more false because we actually, the U.S. agencies knew in advance that the attacks were going to occur and deliberately let them occur in order to advance the American empire. And that also includes, of course, the pretext for passing the Patriot Act and other domestic policies. And then finally, the fourth view is that, yes, they did have foreknowledge, but the main reason they had foreknowledge is that they actually planned and orchestrated and carried out the events.
Oh, so it's four views. My memory failed me. Which view, Mr. Griffin, on the record, do you believe is, with all the evidence, which view do you think is probably what happened?
Well, as I said on the air, there is considerable evidence for the third view, but there is even more evidence, and of course that doesn't contradict the third view evidence, for the fourth view, so that there are just so many things about what happened 9/11.
Yeah, it could only be that they ran the whole operation.
That's right, and for people who haven't heard this before, and of course that wouldn't be many people listening to your show, but other people, they immediately say, oh, that's outrageous, that's impermissible, you're going beyond the bounds of civilized speech and so on, and give all these a priori arguments, our own government wouldn't do that.
They're emotional. That just couldn't be. That's impossible.
So all I ask is that people will not dismiss it out of hand.
Well, we have the official government documents over and over again. We have Gladio, we have Northwoods, we have... where the government admits they carry out terror attacks.
That's right, but again, most people are not informed about that. You probably wouldn't find more than one or two people in 100 who would know about Operation Northwoods.
And that's after 3.5-4 years of us harping on it.
That's right. Bamford's book came out about that long ago.
Yeah, it came out in early 2001.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So, I mean, we can't blame the people for holding these views because insofar as they rely on mainstream media, that's the view they are taught about America and our leaders. And it's just mandatory that we have shows such as yours and many others that give an alternative view. And I
want to get more into 9/11, David Ray Griffin, but right now I want to bring this up to you. I know the globalists did it. I know they executed it, and I know they're arrogant right now because they're going to do it again real soon unless we expose who's behind it. Then they lose their motive. I think that the next attack's going to be much bigger. I don't put it past the globalists to detonate a nuke in this country. I don't put it past them to release smallpox. I see the same pre-positioning and pre-programming going on in the media right now that I saw before 9/11. And I think we're in a race to shift the paradigm, and then they may back off. What do you think?
Well, I'm afraid you're right that when they need another big surge and as the present regime gets more and more unpopular, the appeal is always to fear and we will protect you. So I'm afraid you're quite likely right that they're at least seriously considering it. Whether there's anything that we can do, whether we can inform enough people in time to make them back off, it would be hard to know.
We're in a race, ladies and gentlemen. David Ray Griffin, I really appreciate him coming on with us. He's going to be with us into the next hour. We're going to tell you how to get his fine books as well. So stay with us. We'll return, and we'll have time to take some of your calls as well for David Ray Griffin later in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. My website, by the way, is InfoWars.com. The other is PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Stock business is manipulating society. By doing that, they control the factories, the people, the environment, everything. That's their business, is manipulating, giving you false choices, and scaring you into submission. And 9/11 was so sloppy, I believe it's actually meant to come out and then to be spun. But regardless, we've got to expose it. We are going to expose it. And I hope you'll get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. It dwarfs my previous films, and they're among some of the best, according to the reviews. It's 3 hours long. It is a mini-series. It covers the police state, an hour on 9/11, and then an hour on the Bush, Nazi, Schwarzenegger, IBM, Connection, and the Order of Death, and their philosophy, that Luciferian, demonic philosophy. That's really what drives them, and that's why this is a groundbreaking film, because we just went with the news, took us, and it really is spiritual at the end of the day. So I hope you'll get this new film. I mean, it's produced very high quality, you know, shot on big TV cameras, and of course on handheld, in the field, live action, interspersed with documents. At the RNC is the backdrop for all the information that comes out. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call. Operators can answer all your questions about different specials we're offering. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or to watch clips of the films. Or simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all of it online right now, 15 cents a day, 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV show, hundreds of audio interviews. You'll see this one posted there, PrisonPlanet.tv. David Ray Griffin, how do people get your book or your books? I've seen them in some bookstores. Or is there a website? How should we get your books?
Well, there are lots of ways. As we like to say, you can get them at good bookstores everywhere. But also, you can go on to interlinkbooks.com, or you can go to amazon.com. And if you look under the second book, the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, you'll see almost 2-for-1 offer where you can get both books for almost the price of one.
All right. So the two books are the New Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Report. And what's
Omission,
the full title?
The subtitle is Omissions and Distortions.
I was sent a copy, but I didn't bring it to the office. I apologize. David, let's continue. We're going to go into the next hour. What are some of the issues you want to discuss concerning 9/11? I mean, I want to focus in on the fourth part and the evidence for that. Is that okay?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and start getting into the fourth view on 9/11.
Okay. Well, there are several parts of the story that simply cannot be explained apart from its being at least partly an inside job. One of those, of course, is the collapse of the towers. And as your listeners know, steel frame high-rise buildings have never come down in the history of this universe solely because of fire or because of fire and the impact of the planes. And, of course, Building 7 didn't have any plane hit it. Furthermore, when you look, you know, people come up with these scenarios of how these buildings might have come down, and they allege they were poorly built with weak trusses and all that. And, of course, that's all false. But even if one could countenance the pancake theory, with the Twin Towers, you've still got those enormous steel columns, massive steel columns, that constituted the major weight-bearing part of
the 9/11 report just says those didn't exist.
That's right. That's one of the two or three biggest lies, as they say the most of the weight was borne by the exterior columns, and the core of the buildings consisted of a hollow steel shaft just filled with elevators and stairwells. So they denied the most distinctive thing about those buildings when they were built.
Stay there. We're going to start the third hour.